I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. While police in India focus on COVID-19 restrictions, Hindu extremists are launching more attacks on Christians. The first half of 2020 saw 135 cases, but experts say the real number is probably much higher. David Dialan oversees development programs for church leadership.
Persecution that has become a reality in most part of rural and semi-rural India. But this pandemic and the lockdown has become a kind of a nice setting for them to unleash terror, because the people can't really get help from any agency.
As part of a troublesome pattern, persecution was already rising before anyone heard of COVID-19. Please pray.
We do expect this trend to continue, and keeping the larger picture of what India is heading towards, Hindu Rashtra, a lot more persecution the days ahead.
And Thursday was the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, an annual event geared to raise trafficking awareness. Conditions created by the COVID-19 pandemic are making human trafficking worse. Tracy Doherty from Operation Mobilization.
The exploitation of children online is huge. This time last year, there was 3 million reports. This time, it's 7.7 million reports of child pornography. That is huge, and that's right under our nose.
OM's Freedom Challenge raises awareness and funds to support Christ-centered anti-trafficking efforts. The pandemic is changing their methods this year, but it's not stopping them. Instead of one big annual event, the Freedom Challenge is raising support through localized one-day events. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.